For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the last service of the Easter weekend deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Sunday afternoon, April the 11th, 1982. This tape is praying for the imparting and laying on of hands of the gift of discerning of spirits and praying for people for their need.
This morning, we prayed for people for stir up the Holy Spirit and that in them. Now, I'm sure there were many here this morning that would have liked to have had prayer for other things, and I'm sorry that I didn't think of this, but we really didn't have time, if that's okay. But there are some who made a remark to me, and we do this, about the gift of discernment being stirred up in them and so forth. And so this afternoon, we're going to lay hands on you who would like to have the gift of discernment stirred up in you, and ask the Lord to do that, that you may be able to discern that which you need to in situations of life, especially when you are praying with people for deliverance. Now, discernment comes in many ways. Some people, like Irma sometimes once in a while it happens to me, but the Lord will. Irma will look at people, and other people have this same thing. They'll look at people and they'll see them in different, they'll look like different things. They may look like a wolf or a sheep or a dog or some distorted animal or something. And in that, the Lord reveals what the main spirit is to pray for people. Or He may just give a thought in your mind. You all heading for eminence? Okay, the Lord bless you. And you guys, you keep in there digging, boy. Keep in there. Don't let Satan crawl back in. In fact, kick him out some more. Okay. Take that sweet little wife of yours and bless her and bless her. The Lord look after you as you travel. Hey, Jim, get an extra hug there for me. Okay. Bless him, Lord. You see, a lot of these people who come and go, there's lots of things involved in their lives that we've had a part in. And he and her both, they met in England, and she's English or Irish, Scottish something. And she was the captain of a boat off of the North Shore of England. And he was working over there in the maritime service. And he was also a boat captain, and they met and got married, and then he's now captain off of a boat down in the Gulf, running between the oil rigs, and Satan tries awful hard to tear their lives up. And we've been holding them up in prayer and him that he'd get enough backbone to stand up and be what he's supposed to be for the Lord. We pray the blessing of the Lord on him. And I just rejoice to see him around here praying with others. That just thrilled me. Now, he needs a lot more himself, but at least he was out in trying to help some others too. And God's going to bless him and honor him. And we just hold him up in prayer here and believe for him. Things happen every once in a while, and we get a desperate call to pray for him, and the Lord pitches out the powers of Satan and they get things straightened up a little bit. But God's in control. That's just one instance I see, but there's lots of you like that. And God's getting you straightened out and helping you. And we thank the Lord for it. Well, we're gonna pray for those of you who would like to receive the stirring up of the gift of discernment, that the Lord will give you wisdom. You know, discernment, as I was mentioning, is there's many different ways when you're praying with people. You sometimes you just know it. You just know what to call for. Sometimes you see it. Sometimes you smell it. Sometimes you feel it. All different ways of discernment that the Lord brings across when you're praying for people. So when you're praying with people, be sensitive to what you feel, what you sense, what you smell, and what you see. And those are clues that the Lord gives you for the needs of the person you're praying with. And that's discernment. Sometimes discernment is a picture. You just see a picture. Sometimes it's an audible voice. But God gives discernment in many ways. And Irma, she's telling Penny and them goodbye there. I want her to come back here and help to pray for this. While she's gone, I want to pray for something else here. I want some of you men to come help me pray. I can't call his name. Francis. I want him to come up here. And he's got land in New Mexico alongside the Rio Grande River. And there's some of that land over there that hasn't been producing right. And it hasn't been making its way. And I felt when I heard about it that we needed to walk that land and break the curses off of it. And I got to mention it to him here, and I wanted to stop when we was through there before, and I determined that I was going to find out how to get there so I could stop the next time I went back across through El Paso. And he was telling me some things about the land, and I want to pray for that. I want to pray over that land here this afternoon, and I want to break curses off of that land of Catholicism and Indian folklore and the powers of curses over that land. I understand that on the top of one of the mountains, the highest point possibly on the land, that there was a shrine to Mary or something. Anyway, there was a shrine up there on top of it, and there's a little hole or cave in the rock somewhere just before you get up there where they had a shrine built in there, and they made pilgrimage up this hill across this property to worship Mary there. And I felt from the beginning that there was curses on this land, curses of Indian heritage over this land. And I want to pray over that land this afternoon from here. I want him to come up here as the owner and the representative of that land. And some of you fellows come up here, and we're going to break the curses of Catholicism and Indian witchcraft over that land there in New Mexico. Yes? Yes. The land of enchantment, yes. Indian enchantment, Indian folklore in that area. Come on, Francis. Come on, some of you men. Praise you, Jesus. Come on up here on this. Up here. Come on, let's stand up here. All of them. Now this piece of platform we're standing on represents that land over there in New Mexico. We're taking authority over it. In the name of the Lord. I know it, Francis, to have authority over that land, and I command it to produce. Father, I come against the curses of Catholicism on that land, and I break the curses of it, and I apply the blood of the Lord Jesus over that land, and the curse, and I annihilate the curses of Catholicism. In Jesus' name, the curse of Mary over that land, the curse of pilgrimage
a pagan saint. I break the curse of it off of that land in Jesus' name. I come against Indian folklore and Indian witchcraft over that land. And I take authority over it in the name of the Lord, and I break the power of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I loose that land in the name of the Lord. And I pray authority over him in Jesus' name. And I command that land to produce and be beneficial and produce so that there is a profit in what comes off of it in the name of the Lord. Now, in Jesus' name, this platform represents that land. And I break the power of Satan over it in Jesus' name. I rebuke you, Satan, over that land. I break the power of Satan over that land. In Jesus' name, I break the power of it. In Jesus' name, I break the power over that land. In Jesus' name, I break the power over that land. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it and I loose it to produce for the glory of God. And it shall be productive and it shall be productive and more than in abundance in Jesus' name. I command those fruit trees to produce. I command those apple trees to produce. I command those pecans to produce. I command them to be a blessing and not a curse in Jesus' name. I thank you for water on that land, Lord, to water it with. I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. The Lord strengthen him. Strengthen him. Strengthen him. All you discouragement. All you discouragement. I rebuke it off of that land in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, any heritage that's carried over here, any curse from his father, I come against it in the name of the Lord, and I cut him free from it in Jesus' name. Any curse of anyone or any way that his father is bearing against him. Any familiar spirit, I bind it to the day of judgment. I loose him from it in Jesus' name. I pray for these eyes. I command these eyes to strengthen. In Jesus' name, I command these eyes to strengthen. And straighten up in Jesus' name. I speak life and health into them in the name of the Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for hearing us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to pray for discerning of spirits here. Come on up here. Yes?
And I'm not interested in selling, although people have asked me to sell it. But it could be some blessing the Lord wants me to have.
That may be, or it may not be. See, at your age, you're in no position to undertake such a thing as this. Now, it may be that what you thought was to be something may be a different thing. It may be that the Exxon Company may offer you such amount of finances for that may be a blessing in other places, that the Exxon Company may be God's blessing that you weren't aware of, or something else. But we'll pray. Come on up here. Well, unless there's something there that worthwhile, God may have other plans for that. Mm-hmm. So don't be that's right. Father, we pray for wisdom and discernment. Lord, you know your plan from the beginning to the end. And Lord, what she thought may be for one thing, your intent may have been for another. Now Lord, we ask that you give her wisdom. And Lord, that piece of property, whatever your purpose is for it, Lord, we ask that you show it to her and that you have a clear and a definite release for your glory. And Father, help her not to be fooled by someone who comes and that's been missent. Lord, help her to be able to discern for what you would have. Now, Lord Jesus, if you want that to be a piece of property that can be developed for something, then Father, you show where there's water sufficient. For Father, there must be sufficient water for such a thing as that, and not just a well water to get a drink out of. And Lord, if there be not water there for that situation, then Lord, that will show her that that property is not to be used for that purpose. And Lord, then you show her what to do with it and how to dispose of it and what then to do with the finances that would come from it. But give her wisdom and discernment, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Yes. If there's not sufficient water there, I mean water, then God's plan is not in that for our campground, because it takes more than a well
A well is not sufficient. You've got to have water.
It was a big spring.
No, but you've got to have lots of water where you've got a lot of people.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, those of you who would like us to pray for you, just come on up here. And we'll just go down the line and anoint you and pray for you. For this, that the Lord will give you the spirit of discernment. Now, the spirit of discernment is not something to be lightly taken. Because if God gives you that, He intends you to use it. But also...
But not to make money with.
No, in no way to profit except for the glory of God. And also, the spirit of discernment, be sure that what you're hearing or seeing or feeling is of God and it's not tainted with Satan. Very easily, sometimes, for your lives to be such that it's tainted. And that can be a detriment instead of a blessing. It can be a detriment to others and not a blessing to them. And that we've got to watch very closely in this day that we live in, when Satan is rising up, that we can separate the two and not be deceived by Satan. Okay?
It's very scriptural to stir up the gifts of the Spirit.
Right.
Now, the gift of discerning of spirits are good spirits and bad spirits that you must discern. You can discern when the angels of the Lord come around you. Immediately, you'll feel the heat and the presence of God and the Holy Spirit. And you can also feel when the evil one comes around you. Now, if you aren't moving in that realm, then you need hands laid on you to stir up the gifts of the Spirit. Now, don't run wild with this.
No.
It's a sacred thing. The gifts of the Spirit are sacred. They've too long been misused. But they are a sacred thing. And when it first starts coming to you, the way discerning of spirits first started coming to me, it was astounding. I would just drive Glenn almost up the wall, I guess, because I would tell him what I was seeing, and he would say, no, don't say that to anybody. Don't talk about that. It took a long time for the Lord to cool me, you know, cool it. And he cooled me.
That's
cooled
right,
me through
because,
him.
Because the things she was seeing was not things that should be told to people. The Lord was showing her things in people and all.
To be prayed about.
And it wasn't anything to go mentioning or saying around, you know.
But it's so astounding that you have to tell it, you know. I mean, I was trying to learn.
That's another thing of great wisdom. Just because God shows you something does not mean you're supposed to go do something about it. That's right. You can cause more havoc by going and doing something because you know something. The best thing you can do about that is keep your mouth shut and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mouth shut and pray. Just because the Lord shows you something in somebody doesn't give you a right to go to that person and confront them about it. Now, if God opens up a door and a situation arises so that you can be a blessing in it, okay. But if you go to them and confront them with something that God's showing you and it can cause havoc in their lives and in others, then that is not of God. Your place was to get on your knees and pray for them and not to be. She mentioned about seeing the good spirits as well as the evil. Discerning of spirits is both good and evil. And the angels are around us all the time. There's many angels in this building right now, in here. And there's always an angel. Where you have a prayer group and gather together in a prayer group, when you start that prayer group, the Lord will send an angel to that place where you have that prayer group. And from that time from, always, there will be an angel that will stay in that room.
Angel of the church.
The angel of the church of that house will stay in that room and will be there 24 hours a day, always. And you can read in Revelation where the angel of the church, and I can go into a place where there's been where they've been holding meetings in a house, in a home, and I can go into the room where those meetings have been held, and immediately I can tell you where the angels are if I pay attention. I can tell you where the angel's at in that room. I know where it's at. I can feel the presence of it. You can walk into a room, and sometimes, you see, you feel things, and what you feel aren't always evil spirits.
in the presence, where the presence of the Lord is, it will be the spirits of the angels of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. And when an angel comes around by me, close by me, wherever that angel is, behind me or beside me, where I'll feel like I'm red hot there, where that angel's standing. And sometimes even the hair of my arm will stand right straight out where the angel's at. That's no evil spirit, but that's the angel of the Lord. And I can walk into a room and I can feel it. But I can also walk in there and I can have a feeling that's different. And that feeling is demonic spirits.
Evil
spirits in there. So you need to discern between the two and understand, and you have both at the same time. You have the angels of the Lord and the evil spirits there at the same time.
The angel of the Lord encampeth around about those that fear God. And the fear of God is to hate evil. You know, a lot of people don't even hate evil. They just condone it and, you know, sort of let it be. Well, let's pray.
Yes.
Where are we going to start?
We're going to start down here, and we'll go clear across here, and then we'll turn around and come back on the other side. We'll start. Well, we'll do two rows.
If it's of the Lord, it'll produce peace.
That's right.
It'll
be peace.
And if it isn't of the Lord, you'll feel the confusion or a drawing away.
The Lord never brings uneasiness. The Lord brings peace. The Spirit of the Lord brings peace. Praise the Lord. Praise to Jesus. Father, we lay hands on her, anoint her with oil, and impart unto her the gift of discerning the spirits. For your glory, we stir it up now in Jesus' name. We stir up this gift. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, we lay hands on him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Stir up the gift of discerning of spirits. In Jesus' name. And we impart unto him the gift of discerning of spirits for your glory. We thank you for it, Lord. Father, anoint him with oil, and lay hands on him, and impart unto him the gift of discerning of spirits for your glory. And we stir up within him the gift of discerning of spirits. In Jesus' name, stir up within him. Thank you for it.
For the Spirit of the Lord would say unto thee, my son, I have called thee and I have chosen thee, and yea, I am looking for thee to be a faithful servant unto me. For I have called thee even this day unto a deeper walk than thou hast ever known. Yea, I shall be with thee and speak through thee, and thou shalt hear my voice and speak it out, even as the oracles of God, saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Lay hands on her, anoint her with oil, and impart unto her the gift of discerning of spirits. So I stir up within her that gift that's within her. I loose her to it in Jesus' name for your glory. Hallelujah. For your glory.
Loose her to minister to her nation.
Yes.
In the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Give her discernment with them in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We anoint her with oil and lay hands on her in the name of the Lord Jesus. And impart the gift of discerning of spirits unto her and stir up that which is within her. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Lord, this war horse. Lay hands on her in Jesus' name. Come join with oil. And I could part up to in the gift of discerning of spirits and the gift of wisdom. And stir up within him that gift that's within him. And Lord, as he goes to Minneapolis and takes care of this business, I pray the wisdom of the Lord upon him, your guidance and direction over him. Give him wisdom, Lord, and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we lay hands on Anne and anoint her with oil and impart unto her the gift of discerning of spirits and stir up that gift which is in her in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Now, Father, I ask you to give her wisdom, help her to have favor with her relatives and with her family, Lord. Give her favor with her family and give her wisdom in how she speaks to them, Lord. And I thank you for it. Lord, give her wisdom, and that she will let Larry take care of the business here for the glory of God, and give her wisdom and put her at peace with her.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Peace come.
Jesus'
peace
name.
Peace come.
In Jesus' name.
And Lord Jesus, you draw those relatives. You draw those relatives through the Holy Spirit that's in them.
Thank you. Lord, I anoint her with oil and my hands on her and impart unto her the gift that is in the spirits, and stir up that gift that is within her in
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, you give her wisdom, give her, and I thank you for the favor that you have given her with you. Give her wisdom with these who need her help, and help her hands and her body to be a blessing unto
yes.
them.
Strengthen her, Lord.
Strengthen her, Lord. Let your strength flow into her.
Oh, yes.
Renew her strength.
Renew
her, Lord. Renew her, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we lay hands on these two young men. In Jesus' name, I take authority over every spirit that would not be of God.
Yes.
I bind these spirits and command them to loose them and set them free. And I bind their lives under the kingdom of the living God, that Jesus shall be Lord of their lives. As long as they shall live, that Jesus shall be their Lord. I bind rebellion in them in Jesus' name. I loose a spirit of sweetness and calmness in them in the name of the Lord. And I impart unto them the gift of discerning of spirits. And ask you, Lord, that as they come and receive the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit moves and dwells afresh and anew in them in a greater measure, that Holy Spirit shall be refreshing in them, and through it shall come the knowledge and understanding of thy word, and the greater discerning of spirits of the Lord. I thank you for this in Jesus' name. I bless them in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. I anoint Sister Cook with oil and my hands on her. Impart the gift that is in her head.
Yes, spirit.
And I stir up that gift which is in her.
Yes.
That she shall be able to be not only a witness, but she shall be able to be a deliverer in Zion.
Yes.
Which she is. And I thank you for her, Jesus. I bless her.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I lay hands on her and anoint her oil, and impart the gift that is in the spirits unto her. And I stir up that gift that is within her in Jesus' name. I thank you for it. I praise you. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Jesus, thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, I anoint her with oil. I impart the gift of the Holy Spirit and stir up those gifts that are within her. And I command this body to receive it in the name of the Lord. I command this body to receive health and restoration in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I curse for this thing again. And I command her body to be able to restore itself in Jesus' name. 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 I curse it. I command this body to restore itself. I command this body to restore itself in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I curse this thing in Jesus' name. I command this body to restore itself in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Body, carry off this poison and restore yourself in Jesus' name. I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I lay hands on her and anoint her with oil and impart the gift of discerning the spirits unto her and stir up those gifts that are within her. And ask you, Father, for a new understanding of your word and revelation of the word to flow forth. You will make her a blessing, Lord, that she'll be able to stand forth and say, thus saith the Lord. In your humbleness and humility. I thank you. Open her mouth. Speak. Thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. She got a wonderful freedom of baptism this morning. Her invitation, you just pray like that. You feel it all the time.
Oh, really? No, I guess I was around, but I didn't.
You listen to her name. Lord,
I anoint her with oil. I release unto her and impart unto her the gift that is joining the spirits. And I loose that gift which is within her in Jesus' name. And I bind every power that rises against her in the name of the Lord. The Father, she travels tomorrow. I speak life and health into this body. Help her not to have any problems, Lord. We're changing the planes from place to place. And let the peace of the Lord be with her. Let her be peace. Let her carry peace with her, Lord, as she goes to visit her husband's father, who, the Lord, who has passed away. or bring, help her to bring peace to this family and the sweetness of the Lord. And I thank you for it. Our body, I command you to restore yourself. I command restoration to come into this body. I command all this to leave these limbs. I command and speak restoration into this body in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you obey, because I do it in the authority of Jesus' name. You obey me in Jesus' name, and you restore me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Lord, I anoint her with oil and lay hands on her and impart unto her the gift of the discerning spirit. And loose that gift that's within her for your glory. And I thank you for it, Father. Bless her, Lord. Bless her and make her a blessing such as she's never been before. I thank you for your anointing upon her. And the glory of the Lord that will shine forth to her unto others. She shall be a testimony without even opening her mouth, because the glory of the Lord is seen through things. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I lay hands upon her and anoint her with oil. And impart the gift that he's sending your spirit from you, and I stir up those gifts that are within her.
Yes.
I loose the gift of discerning your spirit with her, and I loose the freedom of praise and to worship thee and the power of the Holy Ghost. I loose the gift of the Holy Ghost over her to be that it shall flow forth from her in praise and in worship for your glory. And in intercession, I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I praise you. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Lord, I anoint her with oil and my hands on her and impart unto her the gift of discerning the spirit. So I stir up within her that gift that's within her for your glory. Loose her, loose her, loose her. I speak boldness into her in Jesus' name. I speak boldness into her in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. I speak boldness into her in Jesus' name. Lord, I lay hands on her, anoint her with oil, and impart the gift of discerning the spirit unto her. So stir up that gift I got within her. I impart wisdom into her, Lord Jesus. I impart wisdom into her. I thank you for it, Lord. And Lord, help her to be able to use that wisdom. And for your glory, I thank you for it. I praise your name. I thank you. Bless her. Bless her. Bless her. Bless her. Help her with the burden that she carries.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Help her with that burden. Thank you. Lord, take care of the situation in some way so that the burden will not be hurt. I thank you, Lord. Help her, Lord. Not to see, Lord, to release this burden in Jesus' name. And you show us and work this situation out. That your home life shall be a place of joy and happiness. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't you wish, Dawg? You wish you were not about all your
praise the I anoint her with oil, her hands on their feet. Impart your discerning spirit to her. Just as Paul, as you told Timothy, Lord, as Paul told Timothy, remember the gifts that were imparted unto her, and to stir them up. Now we lay hands on her and impart the gift of discerning spirits, and I stir up those gifts that are within her. She shall be used for the glory of the Lord. She shall stand forth to be a testimony for Jesus, unashamed of the name of the Lord Jesus. Testify of him. What he has done and is doing and will yet do through and for her and others because of her life. I bind her to the kingdom of the living God for Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, I anoint her with oil, lay hands on her, and impart of her the gift of discerning the Spirit. Stir up those gifts that are within her. In Jesus' name. Now, body, I command you to restore yourself. In Jesus' name, in the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to restore yourself. Pancreas, you restore yourself. Body, restore the pancreas in Jesus' name. I command you to be so. In Jesus' name, I command strength and health into this body. In the name of the Lord. It shall be so. I decree it to be so in Jesus' name. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for David and for what he's doing for me. I have anointed the Lord and my hands are part of the invitation of the Spirit to stir up those gifts for your glory. He may be one that we will see Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. praise you, Lord. By some anointing of the oil, by hands of it, and impart on her the gift of discerning the spirits. And stir up those gifts that are within the kingdom of Israel. And I praise you, Lord, and thank you. Father, I know you, Lord, my hands are. Pardon me, him, to give the design of spirits, and the spirit of within those gifts that are within me. In the name of the Lord, I stir them up within me. And I loose them for your glory, and I loose them for your glory. Keep for you. Praise you, Jesus. Father, I anoint you with oil. Lay hands on him in the name of the Lord. And I partake in the gift of the spirits. I stir up that gift that's within him in Jesus' name. I stir it up within him, Lord Jesus. I speak wisdom into him. I speak wisdom for his household. I speak wisdom to him for the labors here of the cancer. And I thank you for him. I praise you for him, Lord. I thank you for him. And bless him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I bind every spirit in Jesus' name. I can tell you that you're going to loose him and set him free. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for that.
Praise you, Jesus. Father, we anoint
put oil in them and depart and impart the spirit of discerning spirit. In Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to stir up and gift us with them. In the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I speak to shout to the spirit of salvation in the name of the Lord. Command these spirits to be released in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I anoint firm with oil in the name of the Lord. I lay hands on him and impart the gift of his servant. Stir up the gift that's within her. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for wisdom for. I thank you for peace and rest. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of the Lord over her and her household. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Father, I lay hands on him and anoint her with oil. In Jesus' name. Father, I take authority over every spirit of Catholicism, over every other spirit here that would hinder him to walk with you. And I bind you in the name of the Lord. And I break the curses off of her in Jesus' name. I break the curses over in Jesus' name. And I loose her in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Help her, Lord, to be bold for me. And I praise you for it. Bless her family, Lord. Lord, I bind your family to the kingdom of the living God. In Jesus' name, I take authority over those wayward ones. And I break the powers of sin over them in Jesus' name. And I bind them to the kingdom of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. She never thought
she was
going to
be
able to do much for the Lord, but she is.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I anoint her with oil and lay hands on her and loose the spirit of discernment of water and pour it on you. And I loose those gifts that are within. In Jesus' name. Flow of fresh and new. Keep pulling out of another. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
For this is the day of the Lord, and knowest thou not that I am thy victory, and thou shalt not have less than victory, saith the Lord. Go forth in that name, and that shall give thee liberty, saith the Lord, and thou shalt break the bones of Satan, and send his forces back where they came from. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I am the Lord that bindeth thee up. And I am the Lord that looseth thee. Therefore I say unto thee, go forth in the name of the Lord, for the victory is in thy hands.
And I speak that unto you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we receive it. Speak it unto her. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. I impart unto you the gift of discerning the spirits, and I stir up with that. In the name of the Lord, I rebuke the power of Satan and his life against this family, and I cut the curse of the house of the Lord. And I look for it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory.
Thank you. Lord, that you're very precious in His sight, and that He hears your prayers, and that you are to pray more for those that He flashes up in front of your face. That is your King. Begin to pray for those right then, right at that moment when He flashes anyone up before you that you haven't been thinking about. That's your King. So right then, it's such a prayer. I'm praying this here. Use your mind.
Father, anoint with oil. Lay hands on me. And loose under him and impart unto him the gift of discerning spirits. And I stir up those gifts that are within him by the hand of hands. And I release him and loose him for your glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
My son, I have called thee, and I have seen thy faithfulness, and I have seen thy hunger, as thou didst sit, as thou dost meditate upon my word. Yea, I shall bring forth the revelation of myself unto thee, and thou shalt not even know thyself within 1 year, saith the Lord. For yea, I will do a great work in thee that thou hast never fathomed would be possible. Rich.
Lord, be anointed. Going with oil, lay hands on him, and impart the gift of discerning the spirits to him, and stir up those gifts that are within him.
Yes, Lord.
I stir up the gift of wisdom within him in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray you for showing him and giving him guidance and direction. And I praise you for it. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you. Raise your sister my hand. The race is over. You haven't the hard part over. We thank the Lord that you're still working. That you gave you strength to get through all of that. Lord, we lay hands on Sister Miranda and anoint her with oil. And in the name of the Lord, I impart unto her the gift of hearing your spirit. And stir up those gifts that are within for your glory. I thank you for strengthening her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. Strengthen her. I praise you for strength, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. She's just staying up here being our help.
Oh, she's hungry.
Praise you. Father, I anoint this in Jesus' name with oil, and I curse it in the name of the Lord. I lay hands on it, and I curse that in Jesus' name. I curse you, Satan. You spirit of pain. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Lucifer. Come out of there, spirit of pain. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. I curse you. Body, I command you to restore yourself in Jesus' name. Any calcium or whatever's in this joint, I command you to come out of there, body. I command you to carry that out of here. I loose it in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we anoint him with oil, lay hands on him, and pour the gift of his turning the spirit. And I stir up within him those gifts that are within him. In Jesus' name, the flow for the glory of the Lord. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Thank you. Lord, I impart wisdom on you to directly divide your word. And I thank you for it, Father. Lord, as he returns home, I thank you, Lord, that you shall give me wisdom for your glory. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, I anoint him with oil and lay hands on him and impart the gift of enduring the spirits. And I stir up within him those gifts that are within him for your glory. And I thank you, Lord. I speak life and strength and health into it. In Jesus' name. I speak strength and life into it. Lord, like your word says that you renew us as eagle. And I speak a renewing into you in the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for renewing your strength as eagle. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
49.
And 80 years old, and he doesn't look a day or two.
She's a Christian. Father, she comes to stand in place of her for her daughters. Lord, we impart unto this daughter wisdom and strength. We thank you for Jesus. Lord, we ask for that she has a vocation to take up and to follow for you. She'll take it up and bear it, and she'll do that as you call her to do. And I thank that for the Lord Jesus. Father, I anoint you with oil, and I bind every spirit that was hindered or is hindering us. Our fence can never hinder. I cut it loose from you in Jesus' name. And I loose it from you in the name of the Lord, and you're going to have to go. I tell you that now, but you're going to have to loose. In the spirit of epilepsy, I bind you, and I curse you back to the 30th generation. I curse you, and I loose you from your curse. In Jesus' name. The spirit of epilepsy. Now I part unto him the gift of discerning spirits and wisdom. And I stir up within him, get better within him, in Jesus' name. And I loose him for the glory of the Lord. And Lord, I thank you for it, and I bless him. And I thank you for his faithfulness more than his faith. And I thank you for it. Let the joy of the Lord be his portion. And I thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Father, I'm familiar with oil. We come against it. Back in the condition, and I curse it in Jesus' name, and I command these vertebrae to come to normal in the name of the Lord. I command the straight to come into place in Jesus' name. command you to strengthen and come into place in Jesus' name. Spirit of pain, I loose her from you. Command you to leave her. Father, I anoint her with oil, and I curse this condition in her physical body. I curse the spirit of pain, and I command you to loose her to set her free. In Jesus' name, I command that to be so. Father, you said that you give unto us the authority of your name. Your word says to lay hands on those who are sick, and that you will forgive any sin that has been committed, and that you'll heal them and raise them up. Now, Father, we apply and appropriate this in her behalf. We curse this in Jesus' name, and I command this body to receive the healing virtue and the stripes of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, we're calling on you, and he's calling on you. Lord, we thank you that your word says that whosoever shall call shall be chosen. Lord, we speak deliverance into her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we speak. Father, I anoint Herman with oil. I lay hands on him and stir up the gift that he's earned for the day. And I loose the gifts that are within him to flow and to move for the glory of the Lord. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Some of you ladies who like to exercise the gift of healing, go back to room one. Room one, and pray for that lady that's sick. Would you do that?
Yes. On the ground floor, back in that corner. Come on, 3 or 4 of you go over there and pray for them. There's somebody else on the
table. Come
on,
here
you come. Pray for them. Put this in your pocket. There, just like that.
Now, Robert, reach your hands out to him.
Praise Jesus. Lord, I anoint him with oil and I lay hands on him in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind all these spirits that have any right to him in any way. And I take your rights away as a priestess over his household. God. In Jesus' name, I stand as a priest. And I rebuke your rights over him and curse you and break every curse over it. Thank you, Lord. Father, I speak unto your discernment and wisdom. I speak a renewing of his mind in Jesus' name. A renewing of his mind in the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise Jesus. I think there was something else I wanted to do this afternoon. I can't slip my mind. Go be it.
Praise the Lord.
Cameron, come up here. I'm gonna put you to work. Praise the Lord. Is there anything here that anybody has that they would like to pray for or give a real short testimony? Okay, back here.
What is you?
My husband. It's
a fire from Mexico,
and
he's alcoholic, and he can't
hear
when
he
goes to church. He's been hearing here all it's being
played,
and I would like to learn from him. Now, you're going to sing a little
song
for us, isn't it? Oh, no. I don't know what you're going to sing, so you're going to solve that. What's his first name?
Noel.
Noel. Father, we speak to the spirit of Noel, and I bind the spirit of nicotine over him, and I loose him from, did you say alcohol? And I bind the spirit of alcohol, and I lose you on that. And
alcohol.
The father, each other, and I break the curse on it off of it in Jesus' name. Father, I loose this spirit so that he can understand the word of the Lord. And I put a desire in his heart that you do hear the word of the Lord. Lord, send the angel of the Lord there to bring conviction upon him. And thank you for it. And I speak unto him the convicting power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And I bind him to the kingdom in the name of the Lord. Thank you for it.
I'd like to ask, I'm sure everyone here has loved ones who are in the study, and I pray for all our loved ones.
That's
to draw them.
That's a continuous prayer.
Yes.
That's a continuous prayer. Father, we bring up all of our children, our grandchildren, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our grandchildren, each one of us are concerned with our individual families. Father, we ask that they shall see Jesus through us. And I pray you for us, and I thank you for it. Help us to be a blessing to them. Father, I speak the spirit of conviction unto them and the spirit of adoption. In Jesus' name, I send that unto them in the name of the Lord. I thank you for it. Amen.
We have a letter from Goldie. Okay. Oh, yeah. She has a letter from Goldie. Yeah. Not very well, and she has wanted
you
to pray
for him. Okay. Now, Goldie's her sister who lives up in south central Illinois, and they've been down here, and her husband's been in the hospital this time.
He's off and on.
Illness, and Goldie needs help and strength and wisdom.
Too. Yes, she does.
She needs it. Father, we bring Goldie up before you, her husband. Ask that you strengthen her. Father, the word you say that you hear our petition, and we speak strength and health to her in Jesus' name. Lord, we strengthen her physically, we strengthen her heart, we speak to his body to become strong and restore itself in the name of the Lord. We speak wisdom to them, and we speak your spirit into their lives in a new way. And I thank you for it. Praise you for God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You write to us, and we'll make arrangements to come. Amen. We haven't traveled any for the last 8 or 9 years, hardly. And this year we feel to start to travel and let those here start taking the responsibility of keeping the place in order and all the situations. And we just appreciate your coming. And we'll be doing this again here, Memorial Weekend, the last week in June. Over Labor Day, over Thanksgiving, and then the last week of the year. We will start somewhere, I don't know how it'll run, but we always end New Year's Eve. And we have a wonderful, wonderful time at every meeting, each time. So if you get an opportunity to come back, why, you come back and be with us, and the Lord will bless you. And if you would like us to come to a prayer group that's your in your area, well, you write to us and we'll make arrangements to come. We've been twice to southern Missouri this year. We've been down to Mississippi. We've been over to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and had meetings with the ORU and Rhema students. And we had 3 meetings over there and had an unusual visitation of the Lord. Last year we went over to and had a meeting over there with almost all students from ORU, and had a very unusual time with them. Some things happened that are almost unbelievable, but it did happen, and I'd like they happen here. And then we went to California and to Phoenix. We had a wonderful meeting in Phoenix this year, and we had 3 meetings out in Los Angeles area, and then the meetings that we've had back here. We're planning on going back to Tulsa before school's out. We're planning on going down to Mississippi and back up to southern Missouri and maybe down into Louisiana and different places where those are requesting us to come for 1 or 2 services or whatever, and we prefer having them in a home. We will have it in a church if that's all that you have, but we prefer having the services in homes. We believe that we find the presence of the Lord much greater there and less resistance to the Spirit of the Lord in a house. So if you would like for us to come, yes, unbelief and the spirits of tradition. And so if you'd like for us to come and
to your area, why, let us know. Write us a letter or what, and we'll make arrangements and travel your way as soon as possible. Okay? Father, we thank you for your presence and your blessing. We thank you for being with us, Lord, wherever we are and wherever we go. I thank you for your presence. And may your presence go with each one here, Lord, that are still here this afternoon, and be with them as they travel the next few days back to their homes. And bless them and let your anointing rest upon them, Lord Jesus. Give them a new understanding and desire to serve you. Give them a new revelation of your word in the hour and the day that we live in, and the responsibility that rests upon all of our shoulders to bring in the kingdom. And I thank you for it, Father. I pray your blessing over them. I pray the anointing of the Lord. I pray the angel of the Lord to be their covering and their guide, and the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I guess we'll eat in a little bit. Smells good back there. And I'm hungry. The Lord bless you all until we meet again.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.